You know, it'd be a lot easier for people not to worry about you if you just told them where you go when you're bored. Well, I knew how to find you because we spent practically all of our time together up here, which, come to think of it, must mean you think I'm boring, and that's rude. But I'm going to come join you anyway. They just worry about you, that's all. I don't think they want to come try to bother you. Oh, my Lord. Those shingles don't do shit for my back. How do you stand it? Well, I'm not old either, but, well, I am aging a lot more quickly than a fucking job, but I promise it's only been a year since you saw me. Fuck. Anyway, people just want to know where you are. That's it. I don't think people come out of the woodwork to bother you. Well, they didn't send me. My mama. Yeah, I think they was on the phone or something, and they was just talking. That's all. Well, you know how my mama is. She tell me everything she heard like it's news to me. If she don't want to spend time with her family, why don't you get her so she can come spend some time with us? She loves you, that's all. She's great, but my God, she is unbearable sometimes, you know. Well, you say that, but Lord, you don't got to hear her talk about Uncle Rob and Aunt Millie. Lord, I had enough of those two for the last a fucking lifetime, and I see them once every 4 years, I think. Something like that. Especially Rob. He ain't been around in ages. Anyway, I'm not going to offload that onto you, start ranting about him to you. I will not repeat the mistakes of my parents. Yeah. Well, what are you doing up here anyway, besides avoiding everybody? You look like you're waiting for the next planet-killing asteroid to drop or something. I guess that would be a hell of a way to get freedom. True. Great fireworks display, that would be. I don't think we'd get to see it long, though. Burn bright, not long, though, I guess. What's eating you, anyway? You seem, I don't know, a little different. It's not just boredom, is it? Doesn't seem like it's just boredom, anyway. Unsatisfied with what? The small town life? Yeah, I get that. Well, how do you think I feel? I went right into work and it fucking sucks. And I was lucky to get that job with, you know, everything that happened. You got to go on and have, I don't know, a life that it seemed kind of normal by comparison, I guess. I'm not saying that you gotta be in love with it or nothing, but it's better than what I got going, that's for sure. Freedom? What freedom? I got the freedom to work a shitty job and drive a shitty car and, well, come hang out on the roof with you. Doesn't seem a lot different than your freedom. You're kicking it up here, too, you know. Well, where do you want to be? I think maybe you have some kind of romantic notion about the world out there that just ain't true. Life is every moment we live of it. the boring ones too. And even the bad ones. It's a mixed bag, but it's a big bag, and there's a lot left in it, especially for you. A lot of my choices, unfortunately, have been made for me, but it's not the case for you. Oh, I don't think that's true. You don't want to be anywhere near me. Look, I know there has to be some kind of grass is greener on the other side thing going on here. I know you like my mom. I like my mom. She's great. And you're great. And we get along, but I think you're missing the things you do have. It's simple, but it's stable. Me and Mama is complicated, and you don't want that. You don't see it, but you don't want it. I don't think you do. I know much better than to tell you what you do and don't want. You are more of a firecracker than anything that's going to go off tonight. And if I tell you to do something, you might just as well go and do the opposite. So, instead of that, just tell me, what are you thinking? What do you want? Well, thematic of the day, I suppose. But independence, it comes with a lot of baggage. It ain't just you can do whatever you want. It's finding that exact balance that you can strike between getting to do the things you want and the things you got to do in order to be able to do the things you want. It ain't simple. I guess nothing is ever really that simple. But I'm just trying to warn you away from a life I don't think you'd enjoy. With me? What do you mean? With where? I'm just here. There ain't nowhere to go. If you want to get away from your folks, ain't coming with me. Ain't gonna do it. Go somewhere. Where? Oh, that's not too specific. Well, if we're gonna go there, it has to be pretty specific. I don't mean to be frustrating. My options are limited. I feel like you have unlimited potential, but I don't. You haven't seen me in so long, though. We don't talk like we used to, the way Mama probably always wanted us to talk. And I don't know that I'm right for you. Because I'm just I'm barely making it, you know? You have a bright future. Mine has been dim for a long time, and that bulb ain't getting any better. Years go on. I mean, years ago, I thought maybe that's what we'd do. You and I, we'd find a path out, and we'd both be on it together. I miss those days. You went off and decided to live a better, normal life, and I don't know. I feel like that was the right call for you. Are you saying that we should go, just leave, skip town? I'm not saying no. I just don't want to be disappointed, because last time, you know, I thought we'd go together, and it turned out my freedom wasn't so free, and you went on to do bigger and better things, and I can't take that twice. So, if you want to be independent, do that. But if you want to be with me, then you got to be with me. I don't want to be your ticket out of town. I want to be with you. And I just don't know if you're... Well, that helps with my back. This is it, huh? Finally. It took a few years, but we really have reached Independence Day then. All right. Get your stuff. Say goodbye to your folks. Oh, we're going to have to stop by Mama's, though. Look, you don't know her that well yet, but Mama would whoop my ass if I didn't at least say bye.